Welcome to All Well Stands Back to the Basics radio programs. You can visit the website at www.allwillstand.org. And so these shows will be up on the website, the Back to Basics shows, as well as aired wherever God allows them to be aired on the radio. And I'm your host, Tim Metzger, from Rapid City, South Dakota. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and get into it. These are not in depth, but there will be some depth to them for sure. But let's go ahead and start. Today we're going to talk about the creation. How did the planet that we live on, wherever we live, whether you live in Gabon, Congo, France, United States, Panama, perhaps Antarctica, I'll stay there for a while. How did this planet come to be? How did mankind come to be? Well, the Bible has an answer. And so understand that this radio program is quite simple. The Bible is the reliable word of God. It is the one thing that we can trust wholeheartedly, every single thing it says. So, based upon that, it is the only source that can be used, that can be completely trusted for such questions as creation. So, God does answer that. And that's one of the things that we're going to start off talking about. So, I'm going to read through Genesis chapter 1. It's the first book of the Bible. It is the first book of what is called the Old Testament of the Bible. So, starting with verse 1, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay? Pretty simple statement, right? So, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, this is the God of heaven that created the heavens and the earth. Okay, so when the Bible says heavens and the earth, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Heavens is in plural. And then the earth, it's the same one that you and I are listening to this program right now. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, with darkness on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided between the light and darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus the evening and morning, day one. So, we obviously, you know, we have daytime and nighttime to this day. And let me interject here as I'm going through this. This is the Back to the Basics Bible program. ICR, once again, it's ICR.org. That's Institute for Creation Research.org. It's a great resource to answer more complex questions. Well, how did this work? Was it really 24-hour period? Well, that's what the Bible says. Thus the evening and the morning, day one. So we are talking about 24-hour days. Where it was 6 days that God created everything, and so we will go through that. So that was day one. So, let's continue with verse 6. Then God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, separating the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, thus. And God called the firmament heavens. Thus the evening and the morning, day two. Verse 9. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. Thus. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and a fruit tree producing fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth thus. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to its kind, and the tree producing fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Thus the evening and the morning, day three. So I have this flat map here in my office, call it what you will, broadcasting thing before I record. And anyway, it's this flat map on the wall, and it shows the entire rail. And I actually enjoy when I have time to just sit back and look at it. And there's a lot of places I would love to tread. There's a lot of places I would love to go to. And I'm not much of a YouTube watcher at all, but there's a couple guys. There's one TV series that I have watched, and one guy who kind of travels here and there that I'll occasionally watch too. And I should say there's one more guy that I'll occasionally watch, but he's all Canadian. And it's just, it's like, it's great. But I can look at this flat map, and I can just sit here looking at it, and I see the continent of Africa. And then over to the left, or we'll say the east, there's the continent of South America. And I see Brazil. And, you know, the landscape changed after the flood, something that we're going to talk about later down the road. But I can just look at that, and you could just, it fits. And then if I look at, like, the coastline of the United States, you know, from Maine all the way down to Florida, it's like you could just kind of take and slide Africa over and let where it kind of goes down, let Brazil bump into it, and then take where it goes up on the side by Morocco and going all the way down to Liberia and just kind of cram that on the east coast of the United States. And then maybe scratch it up a little bit between, you know, take the North American continent and just move it up just a little bit. And it's a pretty good fit. And if I were to take the other side of it and you take a look at it, you know, you could take a look at Australia. Now we're going to go to the right of it, okay? And Australia, it has this like little angle. And I'm looking at a flat map here as I'm saying this. And you could just slam it, that flat angle, just slide it a little bit up and over, let it crash right into Tanzania and Kenya and Somalia. And it looks like it would fit pretty good. Just crunch it a little bit, it would fit. And then, you know, same thing, I could take that, you know, if I moved the United States just a little bit, just clear across, and you bumped into China, the coastline of China, it looks like it fit pretty good. And so, you know, I can't remember what it was called when I was in high school. And certainly they corrupted it. They corrupted what God had said about his creation in Genesis chapter 1. And I think, I'm probably not going to pronounce it right. I don't ever look into it, but I think it was called Gondwana Land, something like that. And that was where the whole earth was one, and you get into plate tectonics and everything moved. And there's a verse in the Bible that basically suggests that, you know, later on after the flood, that God did move the continents. And it seems to suggest it very clearly. And so every time I look at a map, I don't cease to remember that. So the key here is we have to remember is if you're somebody who says, okay, why am I here? Is there any truth in Christianity? Is there any truth about God? Or I haven't even heard this stuff before. You know, unfortunately, some people might actually go to church and not hear the stuff. I mean, I'll leave that for a topic probably not going to be covered at this time. But the reality is, if you're looking for answers, you just simply have to believe God. Okay, you have to believe God. I mean, the reality is, we can take a look at the other things. The logic behind it doesn't make sense. Now, I will tell you, there is this guy, and good luck finding him. And I say that somewhat sarcastically. And this guy wrote some books, okay? And you can try to find them. I think there's a couple on Amazon that you're not going to find them like eight books, but there's a couple on Amazon. E-books. I hate e-books, but they were recently reprinted. But it was just a run. And so I bought them. And I'm reading them. And they're by Bill Cooper. And for instance, I have one in front of me called The Authenticity of the New Testament, Part 2, Acts, the Epistles, and Revelation. And they were recommended by a preacher whom I trust, David Cloud of thewayoflife.org. And anyway, I'm reading the one about Genesis right now. And it's amazing because we're talking about creation. And one thing that we're not going to be told by the people telling us other things if we look into it, well, here's how it works. And then, you know, people go to a good university and they train for the sciences and they get taught these same things. And then they write their own papers and they believe them and they based upon these hypotheses that are not true. But what they're not told, come to find out, and this man provides the actual evidence. I mean, there's no doubting it. This is like, I feel like this is not a surprise. You know, because if you look at God's word being true, and I think about Romans chapter 1, you could read that. It's in the New Testament. But this guy proves it. This is like the conspiracy of all conspiracies. It's even, I mean, you know, it is, they are hiding every single thing. Like, in other words, these people who teach these universities, these people who do all this stuff, they don't tell you that, hey, you know what, even in Africa, we have these stories that go back, predate any white man coming there. And they have stories of creation, some that match, that obviously came from Genesis. And that's not, it's not just Africa. It's Asia. It's Australia. And, of course, they have stories of the flood and all of this stuff. I mean, stuff that you don't even realize. And then we can take a look at all these pagan religions, these polytheistic religions. That's the belief that there's more than one God. And you can take a look like somebody like India. That's quite apparent what they do, what they believe. And then you find out that all that exploded about the 6th century BC. Polytheism, pagan religions, totally exploded. Like some sort of awakening across the realm, all over. But if you go back too far, and where you can find a document that's very old, thousands and thousands of years old, you will find it even in Egypt. Originally, they had monotheistic beliefs in God the Creator. And they believed in, as we're going to get into, Adam, the first man. And they believed they were descendants from Noah. See, at one point in time, if these things are true, and I believe they're absolutely true, at one point in time, these people knew that. They knew they were on the earth that God created. Adam and Eve, we're going to get into that. They knew. There was no secret, there was no mystery, and there was nobody at the time with PhDs behind their name telling you that they're, you know, you're wrong. Now, and shamefully, these people, honestly, a lot of times they are blinded and can't see the evidence, but they will not tell you stuff that is contrary to their ideas that they have stashed away in places like the British Museum. But let's continue on. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. Then God said, "Let there be luminaries in the firmament of the heavens to distinguish the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for luminaries in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." Thus, and God made two great luminaries, the greater luminary to rule the day, and the lesser luminary to rule the night, and also the stars. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to shine upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God said that it was good. Thus the evening and morning, day 4. Then God said, "Let the water swarm with swarming living creatures, and let the flying creatures fly to and fro above the earth, across the face of the firmaments of the heavens." So God created great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, that swarmed in the waters according to their kind, and every winged flying creature according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the water in the seas, and let the flying creatures multiply in the earth." Thus the evening and the morning, day 5. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, beast, creeping things, and living things of the earth, according to its kind, thus. And God made the living things of the earth according to its kind, beasts according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." Verse 26, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the flying creatures of the heavens, and over the beast, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that moves on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the flying creatures of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also to every living thing of the earth, to every flying creature of the heavens, and to everything that moves on the earth, living creatures, I have given the green plants for food. Thus, and God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was extremely good. Thus the evening and the morning, day six. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's go back. I'm going to mention verse 26. Now remember, this is a basic program, so if you have in-depth questions, Institute for Creation Research, ICR.org, would be the place I would send it to. But you could also go to Answers in Genesis as well. And they can answer these questions that you have. And you can see that there are scientists on our side, on the side of God, on the side of truth. Verse 26 can be something confusing. Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Okay. Christianity serves God. It is a monotheistic religion. It is a religion where there is one God. There's not multiple. It's not polytheism. You know, there's not this God and that God and this God and that God, as many religions, actually pretty much everything around the realm is. The difference is God, the God of heaven, is triune. He is part of the Trinity. And so for somebody who is unfamiliar with such a concept, it can be a little bit confusing. And even to believers who have served God for a long time, there is a lack of full understanding, I believe, of exactly how such things work. And these are questions that God, you know, has provided the information where certainly it makes sense, but it's kind of like trying to understand eternity, understand infinite. These are concepts that, you know, our mind just doesn't really grapple with. And the reality is, you who are listening to this, you, not your body, not the body you have right now, but you, after you die, the Bible teaches that you will live for all eternity. Now, we'll get into that, where of what God did, and if you have questions now and you need an answer, you can go to allwillstand.org, and in the upper right-hand corner of the website, you can click and download a track, What Jesus Did on the Cross. And then there's also a salvation on the menu bar. You can click that, and there's tons of information there too. So that's always there for every show. But, so God's triune. God is three in one. You have God the Father, which is God in heaven. You have God the Son, which is Jesus Christ. And then you have God the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. Things that are not for today's discussion, but something that definitely will need to be addressed in the future, Lord willing. So God created man. It's real simple. God created the heavens and the earth in six literal days. God created man on the sixth day. So here we are on the sixth day. You have a planet, you have a sun, you have moon, you have stars, you have the animals that are in the water, you have the animals that are in the air, you have the animals that are the bugs, animals on the ground, you have plants, you have trees, and then God creates man, and now you have man. And so there you are. And God called it extremely good. And that's the last verse. So that means it wasn't the same realm. This is what God created before the curse. Something that we'll get into. And so, but at the time, it was extremely good. When I say extremely good, there was no fear of a poisonous snake. You know, in fact, living in South Dakota, there's porch sometimes where me and my family, we go out to the prairie, and you always have to be careful because of rattlesnakes. And while we haven't really had a large problem whatsoever, doing some exploring or some hiking, There was once that me and my son were out, and we were warned. A very high pitch, quick rattle, and didn't see the thing, but it was enough to say, okay, we're not gonna go down this path anymore. We're gonna turn back and we're gonna go the way we were coming, because there's a rattlesnake down there somewhere and it has warned us. And so, but when God created everything, it was extremely good. You wouldn't have had to worry about that. You wouldn't have had to worry about a lion or a tiger. Or, speaking of Africa, because this show is broadcast in Africa, you wouldn't have had to worry about an elephant. I know here in the United States, people, oh, elephant at a circus, it's eating peanuts, all how cute. But I've read David Livingstone's exposition as well as Stanley's expedition books, and I'm always fascinated by it. It's fascinating. But I also realize that in the wild, you better respect the elephant. You better respect them because they are actually pretty dangerous animals. So we continue on, starting with Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God completed his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and consecrated it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Jehovah God was making the earth and the heavens. Before any shrub of the field was on the earth, and before any green plant of the field had sprouted, for Jehovah God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. So, we're going to not go any further into the creation and reading on that, because that's definitely a whole nother topic in itself. But what we're going to do is we are going to finish up talking about this, about the creation. So one of the most fundamental things about Christianity that people need to understand is that we serve our Creator. And yes, we serve our Creator through Jesus Christ, his Son. We serve our Creator. We don't serve the creation, we serve our Creator. So this makes most sense. If the Bible is true, which it is, and God created man, and God created us, man and woman, then who is it that we should give reverence to? Well, obviously, simply God. There is no other answer to that. If God created us, then it is Him that we look to. It is through Him that we have the answers and the words of life, which are found in the Holy Bible, the Holy Scriptures. So my recommendation is that people also read along for themselves, but I understand a lot of people will not, and a lot of people just want answers and want to understand the basics. And I feel that a lot of times we skip past that, and people just make assumptions that people know and understand this. But the day, even in the United States of America, has now come where there are many, many, many young people who do not know anything about Noah. They've heard of Jesus, and they might even proclaim to serve him. But the vast majority of people who even call themselves Christians do not actually believe God's word. And so the Back to the Basics program is simply geared towards, look, this is God's word. It is true. This is what God has said. And here's the solution for you that God provided. And pointing towards that, but we need to understand some certain things. So as time goes on, all these radio programs will be listed out up on the website. And they'll be listed by topical, probably, and episode number. I'm not sure how I'll do it, but this is the first one. And they will be listed up on the website. available for people from the United States to listen to, or for people who are listening to this on radio to be able to listen to other shows or re-listen to the one that they heard or maybe only heard part of. So it's all a matter of who you're going to believe. So most people around the world in countries that are not completely steeped in polytheistic evolution or polytheistic beliefs and completely steeped in atheistic beliefs, or most people acknowledge that there's a God. Okay, so if there's a God, which I believe there is, then how do we know what he thinks and what he says and what he has done? Has he provided us material to understand that? Certainly. It's called the Bible. So God has provided us a Bible. And in that, we have the words from him. Now, if we can't believe the Bible that God says that he provided to mankind, then exactly how are we supposed to get truth? If the Bible isn't true, then where do we get truth? Well, trust me, you need to take this as a simple, simple way and not let things be so complex. And yes, there are people out there like ICR.org that will answer those complex questions. And some people certainly need that. But for those who are just seeking God and believing God and want to hear the other side of the story, well, this is it. This is it. Just the basic stuff. Because I can tell you right now that by and large, the United States, even those who would go to fairly conservative churches, do not believe what we just went over. But that is what God's word says. So if we can't believe that, then there's a real problem. I do believe it, and I hope you do too. And I hope you will consider it. And so beginning the next show, we're going to go over God creating Adam and Eve. That's the first man and woman. And we're going to start talking about them and then what happened, because this is imperative. When we realize that we're created by God, and we realize that God created the earth that we walk on, and it is he then whom we give account to. It is he to whom you give an account to. I give an account to. And every person who has ever walked underneath the sun gives an account to. Every eyes that have ever seen give an account to. And everyone who has ever had the breath of life give an account to. Our creator, to God. So anyway, up on the website there is some valuable information. There's definitely a lot of articles. If you are happening to listen to this radio program and the world has gone totally crazy and things are happening you don't understand, and you just heard a rumor that the Bible maybe says something about this stuff, then I am telling you, rush, download any of the material, the books, the download it, whatever you can. Grab some of the books, for sure. The books, The End, The Tribulation Handbook. Download these radio programs so you can understand the basics that go along with it. There's some books and Bibles online. There's VW books. Download those. Voice in the Wilderness books. Download them. Grab them. Have them. Don't spend too long trying to study up, though. Also, download the track and just believe God. But those are valuable tools. And eventually, that day is going to come. And I will tell you, I say download because the website, if it even makes it that far in the world we live in, they will take it down. The government will remove it, or the censorship people will remove it. It will be gone. So, also up on the website, there's Bibles that you can download. So, grab one of those. They are in English, so. Grab one of those, and up in the upper right-hand corner, there is a Spanish link, and you can click on that, and there's some Spanish articles, too. Though I know that the people I'm talking to over the radio are not largely going to need that. So anyway, to just recap. So God created us. He created the heavens and the earth and all the animals and all the trees and all the plants and all the fish and all the birds and everything that you and I see around us in 24-hour days. The evidence is there. It is something that all mankind readily knew, and it has been forgotten and unfortunately corrupted ever since then. And there are people who are trying to say it's not true. But it is true. Believe God, believe his word. Until next show.